This is a demonstration of my program FT-Talk to control Yaesu transceivers, and it's designed specifically for the blind, which means although there is some information on the screen, everything is voiced. And it's kept as simple as possible so that you don't have complex key sequences to remember. If you listen to the rest of this demo, then you'll see how it works. The program doesn't use any libraries, and although it's been tested on an FT991A, it should also work quite happily with an FT450, an FT710, an FTDX10, an FTDX101D or MP, or an FT891, and maybe other Yaesu radios, though it will not work with the FT817 or the 818, as these use a completely different command set. The program is a simple .exe file, so you just extract the FT-Talk folder onto your computer somewhere, open it, and start the FT-Talk .exe program. It doesn't use any libraries, it's just a standalone program. There's a config file where you can set the COM port and the speed and some other things which are described in the documentation. There is full documentation in this package. And if after starting the program, the program successfully communicates with the radio, then you will hear it say connected. If it doesn't say connected, then probably the speed or the COM port is wrong, or something is wrongly configured in the radio. The configuration of the radio is also covered in the documentation. So let's start FT-Talk and hear it in operation. FT-Talk version 1.8, connected. So there it says it's connected. And if I press the F key in frequency mode,
LSB 7.1 MHz.
And if I'm receiving a signal, I can get the S meter reading by pressing S.
S8.
And I can go up and down the bands using the cursor keys. The up and down cursor keys go up in 1 kHz steps. So I've gone up 7 times. If I press F again,
LSB 7.107 MHz.
Or I can use the right and left cursor keys to go up and down in 100 Hz steps.
LSB 7.1075 MHz.
Or I can use the page up, page down to go up in 10 kHz steps, or even the plus or minus keys to go up and down the bands in 1 MHz steps. Of course, you can also tune the radio using the tuning knob on the front of the radio, and the program will follow your tuning, and you can find out which frequency you're on just by hitting F. Of course, if you're tuning manually with the tuning knob, you may not be exactly on frequency. And so if you tune the audio so it sounds a bit high-pitched and then hit Z, it will zero the frequency for you, as most stations transmit on exactly kilohertz markers. You can, of course, change bands. And if I hit B,
band 40 meters.
It says I'm on 40 meters at the moment, and I can use the number keys to go to any HF band. So 1 is 160 meters, 2 is 80 meters, and so on, all the way up to 0, which is 10 meters. So let's go to 10 meters.
10 meters. Preamp on.
So I'm now on 10 meters, and if I hit F,
mode USB 2, 8.5 megahertz.
And I'm on upper sideband, it automatically puts the radio onto the correct sideband for the band that you've gone to. If your radio supports them, then I can also get to the VHF and UHF bands. And so I can either do it by going first to 10 meters and then hitting band again.
Band, 10 meters.
And use the up arrow key.
6 meters, preamp on.
Or
2 meters, preamp on. 70 centimeters, preamp on.
So I can go all the way up to 70 centimeters, and with the down arrow I can come back down again.
2 meters, preamp on. 6 meters, preamp on.
Notice it's saying preamp on because it automatically puts the preamp on if you're on any band higher than 30 meters. You can also go directly to any frequency you want by hitting E for enter frequency.
Enter frequency.
And then I can enter a frequency, for example,
14.5. Preamp on. OK.
And so I entered 14.5 and the enter key. And if I press F to check where we are.
Mode USB 14.5 megahertz.
And we're on 20 meters. And of course, the same thing works also for the VHF band. So I can say enter.
Enter frequency 144.3 preamp on. OK.
And if I press F.
Mode USB 144.3 megahertz.
So I'm on USB on 144.3 megahertz. I can also go outside the amateur bands. I may want to listen to broadcast stations. So if I say E for enter frequency.
Enter frequency. And 19.
I go to 90 megahertz.
Preamp off. OK.
And if I then.
Mode USB 19 megahertz.
It doesn't change the mode if you go outside the bands because you may be listening to stations on sideband, but you can put it on AM if you want.
Mode CW, mode AM.
Just by hitting the M key a couple of times. And you're now on 90 megahertz. And you can tune it in the same way as the other bands. If you ask which band you're on with B.
Band unknown.
It says it doesn't know which band this is.
Mode AM 19 megahertz.
Okay. So it only tells you the bands if it's an amateur band. So let's go back to something like 10 metres.
Band unknown.
And I'm now going to hit 0 to put myself on 10 metres.
10 metres. Preamp on.
And just check the frequency.
Mode USB 28.5 megahertz.
The programme also has 10 memory channels. And so you can always store the mode and frequency you're currently on and then call it back later. For example,
mode FM 145.5 megahertz.
So I'm on a 2 meter FM channel. I can now save that with channel save, which I get by hitting C and then hit a number key between 0 and 9 to store the mode and frequency.
Save channel 1. OK.
And so now it's saved that frequency and mode. Let's now go back to 40 metres and then I'll recall that 2 metre channel.
Band 2 metres, 40 metres, preamp off, mode LSB 7.1 megahertz.
So I'm now back on 40 metre LSB 7.1 megahertz. And now I'm going to recall that channel information by hitting G for go to channel.
Go to channel 1, OK.
So I hit 1. And the program says 1, OK. If I now check where we are with the F key.
Mode FM 145.5 megahertz.
And so we recalled the 2 meter FM channel. And I can now change other things. If I hit A.
Audio gain.
I can then use the up and down cursor keys to increase or decrease the volume. If I hit R.
RF gain.
I can use the up and down cursor keys to change the RF gain. And if I hit W,
bandwidth 2.4 kilohertz,
I could change the IF bandwidth. For example, if I now hit the down arrow 3 times and then hit W again,
bandwidth 2.1 kilohertz.
And so I can change the bandwidth either to greater or less than 2.4 kilohertz. I can change the power. If I hit P,
power 100 watts.
So at the moment, the power is set to 100 watts, which is something that's set in the little config file. In the config file, you set things like COM port, speed, and you also set the power and a few other things. So if I now do cursor down 3 times, I should come down 30 watts.
Power 70 watts.
And I'll put it back up again to 100.
Power 100 watts.
And so you can put the power anywhere between 5 watts and 100 watts. And you can also switch various options on or off by using the function keys. F1 is the preamp.
Preamp off. Preamp on.
F2 is the attenuator.
Attenuator on. Attenuator off.
3 is the noise blanker.
Noise blanker on. Noise blanker off.
Or 4 is the function key 4 is the noise reduction.
Noise reduction on. Noise reduction off.
And if you want to, you can put the radio into tune mode.
Tune mode on SWR 1.9, 1.9, 1.9, 1.9, 1.9, 1.9. Tune mode off.
So he said we were in tune mode and then it kept repeating the SWR. You can set this in the config file. You can set the SWR to 0, which means it will only give you the SWR if you press the S key when you're in tune mode. And of course the transmitter is on in its tune mode, and if you've got an auto ATU then it will automatically tune the antenna. If you set the SWR parameter in the config file to 1, then it will keep repeating the SWR all the time that you're in tune mode. And that's useful if you haven't got an automatic ATU. If you want to use a manual ATU, you can now adjust the ATU and you will hear the SWR changing. And when you get to an SWR that you can accept, then you hit T to go back to receive again. There are a few other features in the program, and there are things that are still going to be added, such as memories, split frequency working, repeaters, and access for reading and writing the menu items. But hopefully I'll get round to doing those quite soon. So I think that's enough of a demonstration that you can see how the program works. It's been tested on Windows 10 and Windows 11, and should work even on earlier versions of Windows.